Psalm 26 of David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are evil devices and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord. David finds himself moving through life amid injustice, false accusations, bribery, and evil. In pleading for vindication and recounting his innocence, David is not pretending he has never sinned. After all, he asks God to be gracious to him and exults in God's steadfast love. Rather, David is pleading for God to act in a way that accords with reality. He's asking for justice. David knows that he can count on the Lord to deliver him because this is who God has always been for his people. David gives thanks as he reflects on God's wondrous deeds. What deeds might these be? Preeminent among these acts of God would be the Exodus, the supreme act of deliverance for his people. And David himself has known specific instances of God delivering him, such as from dangerous episodes with Saul. Indeed, throughout the Old Testament, we see a pattern emerging of God delivering his saints, vindicating them, and bringing them to safety. This pattern came to fulfillment with the coming of Jesus Christ, whose mission was to provide final vindication for his people. He endured injustice, false accusations, and evil doing. He bore all this, and yet, unlike David, did not beg for justice or vindication. Why? Because he was receiving the condemnation we deserved. Jesus did not cry out, and so we can cry out for justice and vindication from God despite our sinfulness. As the French reformer John Calvin said, Jesus remained silent before Pilate, so that ever after he might speak for us. Praise God.